you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major, Christy Lemire, and Charles Solomon. We begin with the animated Scoob with Scooby-Doo and the Gang, directed by Tony Cervone. Charles?
Well, this is cobbled together out of bits and pieces of other films, but what's so strange about it is it's not the gang solving a mystery, which is what we expect Scooby and Shaggy and the gang to do. And it's just not very much fun. It's familiar and lame.
What do you think, Christy?
It's this very uncomfortable mix of retro kitsch with modern day technology. It's kind of cute when it's a Scooby-Doo origin story, and then when the actual adventure kicks in, it becomes just this convoluted slog.
Wade.
Yeah, someone clearly thought we'll just take all of our Hanna-Barbera IP and try to create a Marvel-like universe out of it. There's way too much wedged in here. It's trying to adapt the material of a previous generation to the current generation. Doesn't really work.
The Warner Brothers animated film Scoob is rated PG on virtually every on-demand platform. The biographical drama Capone gives us the final year of the gangster Al Capone's life. Tom Hardy stars. Christy.
Yes, Tom Hardy is Al Capone, and it is a mesmerizing performance. It is just baffling what he is doing here. Is the voice, the physicality of it. It's a massive misfire, and yet it must be seen.
Wade.
Magnificent mess about Al Capone's final days fighting dementia in a home in Florida. It's just a completely deranged mess, and you can't take your eyes off it.
Fighting dementia and incontinence. Capone is rated R on multiple video-on-demand platforms. Mother's Little Helpers, a comedic drama starring Melanie Hutsell and Kestrin Pantera. Pantera wrote and directed as well. Wade?
Really solid family drama about a bunch of estranged siblings coming back together at the bedside of their dying mother, who's a bit of an oddball. And as familiar as that scenario sounds, it doesn't go where you think it's going to go, and the emotions are really real.
Christy.
Yeah, the characters are all very distinctly drawn, and the actors had a part in writing the script, and so there's great emotional authenticity to it and some surprises.
Mother's Little Helpers, unrated on multiple on-demand platforms. And finally this week, Body Cam, a horror drama starring Mary J. Blige. Christy.
This is a very ambitious genre mashup. It is a Black Lives Matter horror film. Incredibly gory and bloody, but it's also got a lot on its mind with a really strong Mary J. Blige performance.
Malik Vital, the director. Wade, couple words on it?
Absolutely true. This is what Jordan Peele has helped create, the socially conscious horror film, and it's really surprisingly good and very tense.
Nat Wolff co-stars. It's rated R on multiple video-on-demand platforms. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks so much for joining us for the Film Week Marquee, and join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for Film Week.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.